following was recorded Sunday, December 29, 1968. I'm in Los Angeles now. Area code 213-475 prefix. This is General Telephone STEP, but it has directors. General Telephone with directors is very much like Bell System Panel. About the only difference is that General Telephone uses a step switch instead of the panel switch, but the controlling circuits are just about exactly the same. The director is a combination of a register and a sender. The register records the numbers you dial. The director, after you dial the first three digits, calls in a translator that tells it what to do with that first three digits. So the translator tells it whether it's a valid prefix, and if it is a valid prefix, whether it's a toll call or a local call one, and also what route to put it through. The director then sends a series of code digits to the step switches to choose a trunk to the outside office, and then it sends whatever digits are necessary to that outside office. If you listen very carefully in the background when you dial a call, you can hear the director pulsing out its digits. For example, I'm going to let you hear the dial tone several times because the dial tone comes on in an interesting way, and I'll dial 111. 111 is treated in this office just like any other back prefix. It connects you up to a recording. To connect you up to the recording, the director dials out 3-9-9 into the step switches. If you listen very carefully in the background, you should be able to hear the director dialing out 3-9-9 and the recording coming on. If you dial 411 for information, the director dials out 323 into the step switches. When you make a call to another prefix, the director dials out the proper codes and code numbers into the step switches to connect you up to a trunk to that other prefix. Then it continues to dial last four or last five numbers of your number that you want into that other process. For example, to reach a 472 number, the director dials 22, and then it follows whatever you dial after that. So if you dial 472-1111, the director will dial 221111. The director starts its work as soon as you've dialed the first three digits, in other words, as soon as it has enough information to know what to do about it. So I'm going to dial 472-0000 now. As soon as I dial a 472, you'll hear the director dial out 22, and as I dial each digit, you'll hear the director repeat that digit. Recordings really aren't picking up the sound of the director too well because it is very faint in the background. It did pick up that time the sound of the first two by the director, but it seems that the farther back the director gets from the beginning, there's the more levels of switching you've gone, the softer the director's pulses become, especially when the director is pulsing into another office like it was in that case. The last four numbers do get very quiet and I couldn't even hear them directly, let alone the tape recording. But after each zero that I dialed, there was a zero that dialed out immediately afterwards by the director, so you can just imagine what it would sound like if you heard that. On a toll call, exactly the same thing happens. The director dials the appropriate step switches to get you a trunk to the office you want. but the director also does something else at the same time. The director also sends a series of code pulses in a completely different type of coding to a billing machine. The billing machine is called a ticketer. The director sends the your number, the number you call, the director number, the trunk number, the time of day, the date, etc., to this ticketer. And the type of pulsing it uses sounds like a constant rumbling. The code consisting of a series of rumblings, pretty much, and you can hear them when you dial the toll call. So you'll hear the director dial out about two digits first, and that rumbling will take over, and at the same time the director is rumbling, it's also dialing more step pulses, but you won't be able to hear them. You'll just hear the rumbling in the background. I'm going to dial 272-2222. You'll hear a couple of digits from the director after the 272, then the rumbling start. Away that it has to go through a tandem office, and the director dials out a two-digit code number into the step switches to connect up to the tandem, then it repeats the entire seven-digit number that you dialed into the tandem. The tandem also acts kind of like a director. It starts dialing out as soon as it reaches the first three digits from your director. So the tandem pretty much keeps up with the director after that. So by the time the director cuts out at the end of the call, the tandem has already dialed all but the second and third to the last digit. So the director cuts out, you still hear the tandem in for about two more digits of step pulsing, but that's all. For example, I'll dial 222-2222, which will probably just sit there silent and won't ring, but at least you'll hear the director cutting out and the tandem playing back about the last two or maybe two twos at the end. Was a toll call. Let me dial another number. I'd like to hear the tandem a little bit better. I'll dial 876-1110. On a direct distance dialing call, like to another area code, this office multi-freaks directly into one of two different toll tandems, which are in downtown Los Angeles. If the call is going someplace on the west coast, anywhere as far north as Seattle, it will go into a number one crossbar tandem located downtown, which lets you hear the multi-freak when it multi-freaks out. This office multi-freaks into it, and it chooses the trunk to, let's say, Seattle, and then you hear the multi-freak of the number you dialed in Seattle being sent to Seattle to be put through. On the other hand, if you dial anything farther east than the west coast, like just about everything else in the rest of the country, it goes to the 4A toll tandem. 4A toll tandem does not let you hear the multi-freak. Otherwise, the call sounds like it's going through just the same way. I'm going to dial a Seattle number now, just for an example. Now, since this is general telephone, you can imagine how they would do the multi-freaking. The directors are not capable of multi-freaking. They are capable of step pulsing only. Actually, directors can multi-freak, but this general telephone company down here is too cheap to buy the kind that does. So they buy the kind that can step pulse out only. But the toll tandem of the bell system wants multi-freak only. It won't accept the criminal director step pulsing. So the director step pulses the entire number, the entire 10-digit number, into a multi-freak generator, which stores up the entire number, wasting quite a bit of time. Then that machine comes in and multi-freaks the number into the toll tandem. So first of all, you'll hear the director dialing out several code digits to reach that multi-freak machine plus a trunk to the toll tantrum. Then you'll hear it dial out the entire 10-digit number, which you won't really hear because it'll have that rumbling of, because it's a toll call, it'll have all that rumbling stuff going on. Then you'll hear a series of loud thumps. Each one of those loud thumps corresponds to a multi-freak digit being sent out to the toll tantrum. Then you'll hear the toll tantrum multi-freaking into Seattle. I'm going to dial my home phone number in Seattle. Example of the 4A tandem, which does not let you hear the multi-freak, I'll dial 212-222-2222. Not in the FLA. One other thing that you may have noticed is that the reversal is extremely obvious. It's a loud, quick, long reversal. The reason for that is that all general telephone offices physically reverse all the way back to your line whenever there's a reversal. If I had a voltmeter on my line at that time, the voltmeter would have been wiggling back and forth along with that busy signal, even though the busy signal was in New York. If you dial a number in the same office as the one you're calling from, for example, if this office might dial another 474 or 475 number in the same office, the director cuts out completely after the third digit and lets you dial straight step after that. That makes your call go through a lot faster. The way this works, that if the director sees that I dialed 47 as the first two digits, then it passes through the third digit I dial directly to the step switches. I don't hear it because it's passed through a pulse repeating relay, but it does pass it through. If you end up dialing something other than a 4 or 5, for example, if you dialed 472, which is in a different office, then the director cuts back the first step switch to the beginning again, makes the first step switch fall back to the beginning, then it dials a new code number into it that it wants dialed into it. So I'll now demonstrate by dialing my own phone number, 475-2832. If I dial a 472 number or 47 anything else, you can hear a little click as the step switch falls back and then the code digits are sent out again. I doubt that it will pick up on the recording, but I'll try. I'm getting too lazy to narrate anymore. I think what I'll do is just record a few other things that I'd like to demonstrate, and when you play the tape, you can ask me about it, and I'll explain what's going on.
At the tone,